Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, discussing the qualities of Krishna, number 3, Ruchira. Sondar yena driga ananda kari ruchira uchite. Rupa Goswami glorifies his beloved Lord Govinda by saying, Govindaji gives bliss to the eye by his beauty. He has beautiful bodily features which automatically attract the eyes. And he quotes a verse to explain that from Bhagavatam 3.2.13. Yadharmasu nor bhattarajasu ye nirikshyadrik swastyayanam chiloka. Kartsyena chadyeha gatam vidatur aravakshito kushalamityamanyata. All the demigods from upper, lower, and middle universal planetary systems came to the Rajasuya Yagya of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Of course, many of them never saw Krishna. But after they saw the beautiful bodily features of Krishna, they all realized that whatever Brahma had previously created had now completely entered into Krishna. Prabhupada, he translates this verse in Nectar Devotion. This is Bhanu Swami's translation. Prabhupada translates this like this. All the demigods assembled there considered that the Creator had ended all of his craftsmanship in the creation of this particular body named Krishna. This is very poetic and love-saturated translation. Translating through the eye of the heart. Different kind of translating. Most translators translate through the eye of the brain, the eye of the dictionary, Amarakosh dictionary, the eye of Itihas or Kavyar. Their acquired knowledge. They translate Sanskrit books through the eye of their brain. The Prabhupada translates Sanskrit books through the eye of his heart. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Demigods realized that whatever skill Brahma had utilized in previous creations and kalpas was all compacted and zipped up into the beauty of Krishna. Everything was included in one fraction of the beauty of Krishna. This is what Jiva says. The entire gamut of his creative expression was contained in one fingernail of Krishna's body. So beautiful. And Jiva is another deeply beloved of Krishna named Vilas Manjari Ki Jai. And some of the Rasa Shastras or Mahajans write that when one gopi was saying, not clear, but someone was saying, it appears when we see the beauty of Srimati Radhika that Brahma, he took all the sweetest things that he ever made in his entire creation. He took a lotus flower that has sweet pollen, and he took beautiful flowers that have sweet honey. So he took lotus flowers and honey, and then he took the full moon, lotus flowers and honey and the full moon. These are all very sweet creations of Brahma. The full moon is very sweet, and honey is very sweet, and the lotus flower is very sweet. And he took all the best essences of the earth, sandalwood, the supreme essence of Mother Earth is sandalwood. This is told in the commentaries in 10th canto in relation to Kuja. This is the supreme offering of Mother Earth. Her supreme offering is So many rose scents, so many scents are there, different flowers. But sandalwood was considered the Rajgandha in terms of Shastra. So he took the sweetest production of the earth and the sky, the sandalwood and the moon, and then the honey and the lotus flower. And all the sweetness is contained in all these things. There's a few more. All the sweetness is contained in those objects, expressions of his creative ability. He put together in one form Radharani. And after he made Radharani with all these different kinds of sweetnesses in his chemistry lab, then he threw those sweetnesses on the ground. And one sweetness came up as a lotus flower. Another came up as sandalwood trees. Another came up as a full moon. This is the description they give. Because when we hear about the beauty of Krishna, we must think of the beauty of Radharani also. Can't but be. Ashtaram danujabid anga pankajanam ekasmin katam api yatra balavinam lokakshi brahmara tati papata tasman notatam duti maru pankilat shama sat. So to further elaborate upon the extreme beauty of Krishna's form, Ruchi, as you know, Ruchi means sweet. We heard this word the other day. We mentioned in relation to Rukmini when she came out of the Chandrabhaga temple during her marriage ceremony. When she came out of the temple of Durga, then it's described Ruchir Anana, that her Anana, her face, the orb of her face was tasty. Why was it tasty? Because it was the most beautiful face that any prince or king had seen in his entire life. Far surpassing Lakshmi Devi by far. So now that same word is used to describe Krishna's beauty. That ruchira, his third quality is ruchira, means he has beautiful bodily features which automatically attract the eyes. So Ruchi, as you know, Nam Ruchi, is a level of realizing Krishna's presence in one's heart. And it's very tasty. It's a mellow. It's taste. It's satisfying. So beauty is very tasty. Very tasty and satisfying. So his beauty is not only, okay, he's attractive. He's really attractive. I've never seen anyone like him. Way he stands, curved and so beautiful. But just seeing that beauty with my eyes have become like a tongue. My eyes have become like two tongues. And what is the function of the tongue? To taste. Rasam. Ruchi rasam. So I'm seeing this form, but his form, his rupam, is transforming from a rupam into a rasam. Rupa rasam. Rasavai saha. That I see, so beautiful. Just like some little child walks by an ice cream store and looks in the window and they say, new special, banana split. And all kinds of this chocolate and this, that, all these things like that. And it says, 55 rupees, special. And he looks in his pocket and says, oh, I only have 40. And he looks through the glass and sees it. So he's seeing the form of the ice cream, yes? And he starts licking his lips and imagining, oh, it must be good. So he's imagining the ruchi. He's seeing a somewhat attractive, beautiful object and imagining the taste. But in Krishna's experience of Krishna's form, there's no imagination. You see his form and it automatically, instantly. Drigandanda kari ruchi ruchite. Sondarayena. Sondarayena. So the quality is called ruchira. The Krishna is beautiful. Then the explanation verse that Rupa Goswami gives is like sutra. Sondarayena. This is a review. Sundaryena Drigananda Karyuchira Uchite. So automatically when you see Krishna, you see the most beautiful personality you could ever imagine. And then you become fully satisfied in your heart because you're, as if you eat lots of ice cream, you feel, that's nice. You feel satisfaction. Rasam. Ruchi. Ruchi means taste. And what are you tasting? Rasam. And when you taste rasam, what do you experience? Satisfaction. Anand. Therefore, Krishna's face is that whole experience one has in Krishna's form or face. Sees him, his form, his saundarya rupam. Madhurya rupam. And then, madhurya means sweet. Madhurya rupam. Rupa madhurya. His sweet form. Rupa Goswami is saying, you see that form. This is a word to describe Krishna's beautiful body. They say ruchira. Why doesn't he say saundarya? Because Krishna's quality, third quality of his 64 quality, I mean his gunas of his body, he's talking about the gunas of his body, ruchira. Why doesn't he say saundarya? And explain what that means. We have to ask a question. He could say, his third quality is saundarya. He's extraordinarily beautiful. And he gives a verse. But he says ruchira. And then Rupa Goswami, defines ruchira, not just saying taste, but he's saying, this is the description of Krishna's beautiful body, that he gives bliss to the eye by his beauty. Bliss comes as a byproduct of relishing ras. Rasa swadana produces bliss. So this is the source, the alambana, vibhava alambana, prem, vishai, the object is Krishna's form. And then the response is that it stimulates your love, and then you experience a taste. What bliss. Ananda rupam. So this is the verse I quoted. This verse describes the gopi's experience of Krishna's ruchira, beautiful form. If the bee-like eyes of the gopis fall upon one among the eight lotus-like bodily parts of Krishna, the enemy of the daitari or whatever, they will not be able to rise from that thick honey of his beauty. This is a very funny situation. Pujaris know this very much. It's a very common thing in the country temples. If you're in New Vrindavan or Gita Nagari, you're doing puja work. And sometimes they offer some in different times of the year. In winter time, in these winter temples, different temples have the idea they should give a little silver bowl of honey. Maybe honey made from their own farm, New Vrindavan honey, this, that. Apple honey. When the apple trees are blossoming, they make apple honey. And then wildflower honey is everywhere here or there. So they offer that, and then they clear the offering and put it in the transfer room. I've seen my own eyes, so it's very nice. So then you go there, then you're doing RT, then you come back, and there's a honeybee stuck on the surface of the honey in the bowl of Thakurji's Mahaprasada. Honeybee's going. he says, wow, he drank so much. He landed on a thing. So I'm trying to get flour, I'm trying to get some nectar from a flower. And we used to keep bees in college. So it explains, and they studied, it's called apiculture, the science of, apiculture means the science and study of beekeeping, whatnot, producing honey. And bees, bee raising, mean for production of honey. It's called apiculture, API culture. So they studied and said that to get one drop of edible honey, you buy a jar of honey, madhu shahad, a honeybee has to visit 3,200 flowers. He goes to 3,200 flowers, taking out itsy, itsy, beanie, nectar. Nectar is 99% water. The nectar in a flower is 99% water and 1% glucose or sugar. So if you if you take honeysuckle flowers or different flowers and eat the centers, there's some nectar there. It's sweet. Because I grew up in the country. I have direct experience. It's not imagination. I'm not a city person. So it's called honeysuckle. The name of the, you know this one? It's called honeysuckle. And maybe it's Malati. Is it Malavi? It's something different. More fragrant, maybe. So its own thing. So then, we're kids. So you get the green part. I forget, the flowers there. And it's been a while. 55 years or so. So you get this, there's the flowers there and there's a little green like stem on the flower. And you have to pick that off just the right way. When you pick it off, a drop of nectar comes off the end of the thing. You go, you're kids, And it's like a drop of sugar diluted 10,000 times. You go, yeah, that's sweet, but okay, cool. But it's more fun than just to have the experience. So you pick a few more. Okay, forget that. Okay, let's do this. And you play something else because you'd rather just go get some honey. So when one drop of honey, they take all that water-like nectar from the flowers and then they turn it into honey. How so? So they go they think it was 3,200 flowers and they go from each flower and they collect that in their mouth. Then when they fly back to the hive, they exhale. It becomes like a hot air cooler. Hot air instead of, they're like that. In their mouth, there's this little bit of nectar drop floating. And they're going, whoosh. If you put hot air over water, eventually it'll evaporate. So they go, whoosh. When they get back to the nest, then it becomes one itsy-bitsy drop of the pure honey. And they put it in a little cell-like thing. And they store it. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. This is Krishna Vibhuti Shakti of Krishna. Behold my mystic opulence. So this is the experience that the gopis, I'm telling all this little background to help you understand more deeply that when the gopis, when their honeybee-like eyes fall on them, even one part of Krishna's Madhurya Rupam, his ear or his toenail or his nose, because it's madhu means his whole body is honey. They have this Easter bunny, On Easter, Christians have this holiday called Easter. They make this rabbit, but he's not a non-veg rabbit. He's a rabbit made of candy or chocolate. And he's got ears, he's about this big. Every kid gets one in his Easter basket. So the analogy, keep in your mind that any part you lick, it's sweeter you taste it. You taste the ear, it's sweet. The nose, the feet. So Krishna, when the gopis land on the ear of Krishna, it's the sweetest, sweetest honey. And the eyes, the bee-like eyes of the gopis land there. They land on one part. And when they see just one part of Krishna's form, they become stuck. Like that honey bee in the Mahaprasad honey. Like he couldn't pull his legs up. So that was one of my regular pastimes, or anecdotes, whatever. To go with my finger, after I transfer, I put my finger under the honey, and I put him over the windowsill and thin it out, and eventually he would fly away. Otherwise, he couldn't get unstuck. Little help, we get by with a little help from our friends. The eight lotus parts of Krishna's body are his lotus hands, lotus face, navel, feet, and hands. Of course, these are only representative. Are only representative of other limbs, which are most beautiful. So tomorrow we'll talk about Krishna's Tejas.